Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila Treasures of Wisdom, and we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Yes, we are back again with another beautiful topic of discussion. And first and foremost, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a reminder, as it is mentioned, that a reminder is beneficial for a believer. And this reminder, as you may have heard on this beautiful silsila of Treasures of Wisdom, where we always mention to always be grateful, to show shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever Allah ta'ala has blessed you in life. Whether you be rich, whether you be poor, whatever the case may be, big house, small house, but at the end we always say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, that all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single circumstances and state that you and I may be in. So dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, today yet again we have a beautiful topic of discussion, and that is reflection of Islam in our character. And to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have in studio our most honorable guest, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, mashallah. Well, Mawlana Sahib, today we do have a very beautiful topic, and that is reflection of Islam in our character. I mean, this is truly profound, and inshallah we would be discussing various different angles, various different perspectives, and especially how a person should portray themselves. So in this regard, as we go along, inshallah, we will be unraveling these beautiful aspects, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu wa ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us and has made us from the ummah of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you and I a very great wealth, such a wealth that it is priceless. You cannot put a price tag on it. And that is the wealth of Iman. This wealth, this treasure that we have, it is absolutely priceless, and it is for you and I to protect, for you and I to guard as well. So with this being said, we are from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in one narration Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the summary of it is that I have been sent to perfect good character. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So when we look at ourselves, and when we ask ourselves this question, that are we portraying Islam? Are we showing our beautiful religion of Islam through our character? And that is a question that I have to ask myself. You have to ask yourself that when people look at me, are they looking at my name? Or are they looking at who I am and say, yes, this person, this individual, what a beautiful Muslim he or she is. So it's not only our name. Our name is one aspect of it. But how we portray ourselves, that holds a much, much bigger and a very great impact it has. Because someone sees you, and if your character is aligned to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what will happen is, first and foremost, is that they will get inclined towards you. They would know the beauty of Islam, that this is what Islam is. Islam is so beautiful. Islam is a religion of peace. It advertises, it promotes peace and tranquility. And people see this not through your name, not only through your name, but they see this through you, through your character. One Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was asked, what was the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And do you know what she said? She said, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an, that his character was the Holy Qur'an. His character was aligned with the teachings of the Holy Qur'an. He was the walking Qur'an, the talking Qur'an. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the Holy Qur'an mentions that he had the greatest of characters, the most high level, the most high station of characters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such when people abuse him, when people would hurt him, when people would say nasty things to him, call him a magician, and what not they have said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then when we look at the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look at his beautiful character, and we see that he did not retaliate in the way they behave towards him. He didn't retaliate in that way. In other words, he didn't do tit for tat. Rather, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see in the seerah that he would forgive them. He would overlook them. He would forgive. And due to that, so many people, thousands upon thousands of people embraced and accepted the beautiful religion of Islam. So this is something for you and I to learn from. When we look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the aspects that you and I, we learn. So, Murasab, you know, character, one may think that, one may think very lightly of character, in which we see that seldomly people pay attention to their character. And seldomly we see people wanting to better their character. I mean, how many things in life, you know, people want to better and they want to get perfect. So many things, so many different aspects in life. They want it all polished, they want it all furnished. And, you know, it must be trim and proper, no flaw whatsoever. But yet, when it comes to character, Munasab, we see some people are very resistant, wherein they don't want change. For example, if they have a car and they see the car is dirty, their hearts wouldn't be at rest, it wouldn't be at ease, it would itch them, it would agitate them. You know what, I need to take my vehicle to the car wash, I need to wash it, I need to make it clean and sparkling. And they would take it there and it'll come brand new, and then they would get satisfied. Same would go for their homes. If there's dirt, the homes would be swept, mark on the wall, it will be wiped off. Everything will be neat and tidy. So like that, Murasab, when it comes to one's character, more importance should be shown there compared to all of these things which I've mentioned. Yes. So why is it such, Murasab, that we are talking about how our character, you know, it has a reflection of who we are and what we identify, you know. Other people see us and they say, oh, this person, he's like this. They just say this by the akhlaq and character of a person. How he's walking, how he's talking, where he's looking, his body language, his gestures. All of this people they pay attention to and they look at. And someone's, if someone's character is bad, although perhaps they may know it, perhaps they may not know it. And when they are told that, brother, you know what, this is not the way, don't do it like this, they would get all agitated and uptight and frustrated. And they would say, who are you to tell me what to do with my life? This is me, I am how I am. This is me, what are you going to do about it? So, these are some of the remarks that people may give. So, how does one now make their character more beautiful, more better, and stop what they're old with? How do they refine their character, Munasab, in this modern times that we are living in? And inshallah, after this, we would go on to various different aspects as well.
Sayyidi, first of all, a person's outward appearance, right? And that is his physical being. Mm-hmm. The way your facial features are,
right.
The way your body is, whether you're tall, you're short, you're middle height, mm-hmm. Right, you are thin, you are a little bit more chubby.
Right.
All these are physical features.
Right.
And that are easily identifiable to tell one separate from the other.
Correct.
And then the name is also part of that same feature.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of your being, you being a human being. And it's part of your special personality trait, you know, that is your name.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this has to do with how we identify ourselves as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, character is your values. Your face looks like this, your mouth is like that. What do you utter from your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
That is your character.
Subhanallah. Very, very beautifully said, Muhammad.
Your eyes are, mashallah, nice. Right? What do you do with your eyes? That is your character.
Mm-hmm.
That is your value. That is the functioning of it, the practical side of you.
Right.
Mashallah, you have nice hands. What good is it your hand for?
Mm.
What do you do with them? Your feet, they are strong. What do you do with them? Are these the hands with which you take from your pocket and give it to somebody to help? Falls down, you lend your hand to pick them up? Are these the feet that you have? Are they taking you towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh, they are the feet that are taking you away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
These eyes, whereas we're supposed to do virtuous things with these eyes,
right.
Make ziyarat of your parents, make ziyarat of the Holy Kaaba, look at the Holy Quran with the same eyes, subhanallah. Oh, are these eyes busy looking at things that are impermissible in Islam?
Mm-hmm.
The same tongue, you know, we say things with this tongue and put a smile on somebody's face. But the same tongue we can use to hurt somebody's feelings. So how? What is our value system? So this persona you have, its values, what are your core values? That's what our character highlights, basically.
Right.
And if we don't live up to our values, there is a deficit on our side of being a good human being.
Right.
Being human in itself, being human in the proper context, it is having a sound character. Otherwise, you are worse than an animal.
Allah,
a person
Allah.
With evil character, he is worse off than an animal.
Right.
And when a person's character is refined, when he is full of virtues, sometimes that person may surpass even the levels of angels.
Subhanallah.
So it's the same human being. It does, your facial features don't change.
Right.
And there have been individuals in the past, in the history of Islam, who were worse. But then they were picked up by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He take them under his wing, subhanallah. And now when we take their name today, we say, Sayyidina.
Subhanallah.
Sahabi Rasul. Subhanallah. The Khalifa of Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There was a time he used to worship idols.
Right.
There was a time when he wanted to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was thirsty for his blood.
Right.
And to take revenge from him.
Mm.
And then once he was inspired by the Holy Quran, by the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he realized the worth of the beloved Rasul
Allah,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he fell in love so much with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after he embraced Islam on his hand, he wouldn't tolerate hearing one word against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the same person, same Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who became that man about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if Umar is walking in one direction, shaitan changes his ways.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Refinement of character.
Yes. There have been so many awliya Allah,
you know,
that they were in the habit of drinking. And then subhanallah, overnight, they were inspired by Quran. And then their whole life changed. Today, we know them by great titles. Subhanallah. So the person remains the same, right? It's not that overnight he went for plastic surgery or anything.
Right.
He looks the same, but his values changed.
And the values are what attracts other people to one.
Exactly.
You know, it's not only the facial features or the beauty of a person. Yes, that is one aspect of it. But
how long are you going to look at the beauty?
I mean, yeah, that's true. I mean, that fades away at some point.
Exactly.
So the main core is one's character.
Yes. One's inner beauty.
And that's it, Muhasab. That's what some people, they lack that. They may be, some you may find, they are beautiful on the top, but inside, they have jealousy and holding grudges, malice, hatred, all of these evil qualities on the inside. I mean, how does the two and two add up? It cannot add up.
Yes, you do see sometimes. You know, that person looks like a very sweet person.
Yeah.
Until you get to know him.
100%.
Until he opens his mouth.
100%. And also, some people, right? So, okay, smiling is sunnah, right? Smiling is a good thing to do, but Is it only smiling that when you see someone smiling, does that denote completely that this person has good character?
No, it goes way beyond that.
So one cannot just take smiling as to say that this person is of good character.
No, that's not sufficient. I went to a shop just now earlier. As soon as I entered the shop, it is etiquette in South Africa at least.
Right.
They'll smile at you, at the customer.
Right.
Every shopkeeper smiles, but not every shopkeeper is doing the way things properly done.
Right.
So we cannot say that because of this one thing, yes, it's a good thing. We're not saying it's not good. But that doesn't mean now that that person is like totally, you know, fine. It goes way beyond then smiling.
Subhanallah. You know, Murasab, it actually, sit for tat, Murasab. In this day and age, we see that if someone does not do this, they are considered very, very weak, Muhasab. And they are considered as if they have no strength, as if they mean nothing, as if they have no value, if they do not do or act upon tit for tat. So how do we go about this, Muhasab?
Say the people say many things. And they're not right all the time.
Right.
So everybody has an opinion. Today you go and you ask for opinion, you will get thousands and millions of different opinions from million mouths. So everybody has an opinion.
Correct.
But what is our teaching, our Deen of Islam teaches, subhanAllah, that if somebody provokes you, somebody sways at you, and you don't retaliate, you control that anger. About which our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that strong is not that person who can, put down a warrior. But strong is that person who controls his anger when he's overcome by anger.
Subhanallah.
So that person is not actually weak. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We take our deen from him.
Right.
Subhanallah. People say many things.
Right.
What people say doesn't make you. Yes, what Islam says, that's what makes us
makes a person. Subhanallah. So we shouldn't let other people define who you are. There is no need for others to define you. You are you, and they are they. As Murasab has mentioned, if someone has to say something bad to you, if someone has to hurt you in any way, then instead of retaliating in the same way, instead of getting angry, rather adopt this quality of forgiveness. Because a person who can forgive, also this quality of forgiveness also falls under having good character. If a person does not have the quality of forgiveness in them, then there is a lack in their character as well. Together with performing your salah and keeping fast, etc., doing good deeds, how important it is for a person to be sympathetic, to be empathetic, to be forgiving, to be tolerant, to show mercy. Because all of this, it entails having good character. If you are a person who is performing salah, fasting, reciting the Holy Quran, and after you're done with all of that, you go out and you start insulting people, you start using vulgar languages to people, you start hitting people and taking off with people and getting angry with people for no absolute reason whatsoever. How is such a person having good character? Both go hand in hand. Worship and good character, they go hand in hand. As the narration in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, nothing will be heavier on the scale of good deeds than good character.
Subhanallah.
This highlights how important it is for one to have good character. You know, Murasab, there's even a narration wherein it mentions, and it says, I will summarize it, inshallah. It says that a person, a husband, right, shouldn't be the case where he enters his home and the wife gets scared, the wife gets frightened, the children, they run in their rooms, and they're all very nervous, and they can't be how they are. And when he leaves the home, the wife becomes happy. So this shouldn't be the case. Rather, what should be the case is that when the husband enters the home, then everyone, they should be happy.
Subhanallah.
They all should be happy. Nowadays, Munasab, you may see some wherein the man may enter the home, and because of his temperament, because of his anger, they all get scared at home. And as soon as he leaves the home, they finally able to take a breath. A breath of relief that, you know, finally this person.
That's traumatic, quite traumatic.
It's traumatic.
Yes.
And I'm sure this falls under a person not having sound and good character.
Exactly.
You know, because if that was the case, then they wouldn't be feeling in that way.
Yes.
So even with regards to how one behaves with one's wife, with one's children, with one's family members, that also shows how good of a character a person has, not only outside the home, but inside the home as well, wherein a person must show good character to each and every one, whether they know the person or whether they don't know the person. We are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show good character even to someone who is not a Muslim. Show them good character as well, and you would be surprised how, with you not having to say anything, they would automatically come by you and they would say, "I want to accept Islam."
Subhanallah.
I mean, how beautiful is that? That is why our topic today is reflection of Islam in our character. And this is why character is so, so important. You know, and this is also mentioned a list, right? And in this list mentions the sign of having good character.
Subhanallah.
And on top of his list, the first one that comes there is that a sign of a person having good character is that they are in control of their desires.
Subhanallah. See, yes, these are the signs. There are some telltale signs about everything, right? You want to form an opinion about somebody.
Jee.
Only look at his character.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the breakdown of what you're mentioning.
Jee.
Of what constitutes a good character.
Uh-huh.
Right.
For example,
just look at the person's character. If the character is good, the person is nice. Alhamdulillah. And these are some of the things that makes up a person's sound character. Now, when we are, let's say, looking to get married, male or female.
Right.
And when we look at the person, family, most of the time, what do we look at? What kind of family it comes from? Whether the family is affluent, they have name, big names.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether they come from rich background, the boy is rich or the girl is rich, for example. And all of this, you know, money, basically money is like the main motivator,
right?
Reality. Money is not a person's part of one's personality.
Ah, it doesn't define a person.
Today that man is rich, you get married to him, tomorrow he'll go poor. What does that mean? You must leave him after that. Because for what we married that person, that thing is no longer there.
Right.
You must leave that person. Marriage doesn't mean that, right? It's
right,
a very
100%.
Strong bond. So, and if we look at the character of a person, then we know whether he's poor, whether he's wealthy. He can be wealthy and have good character at the same time.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And vice versa. He can be a poor person and have evil character. That is also true. So, if a person has a good character, yes. On top of that, if he has, mashallah, if he's wealthy, good. If he comes from a very big family that has a name, famous name, that's also good, mashallah. And so, but the main thing here to look at the person's character. And that's what we neglect.
Ah, the most important aspect of it all.
And after that, when trouble starts, then the first thing you will realize that the complainant will say, he is an evil person. His character, he is rotten. I mean, things like that.
Words
like that are used
Gee.
To describe somebody's character. But in the limelight of all that money, the glitter and the glimmer and shine of this world, you forgot everything. Now you realize how important the character is.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Too late. So, alhamdulillah, character of a person, it stays with them, no matter where they are. Just like our shadow.
Right.
If our body is not here, our shadow wouldn't be here.
100%.
Same is our character.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
It is part of us. It is us, basically. Our values. It portrays our values, our way of life, the way we deal with people, the way we conduct our affairs, family, business, you know, meeting and greeting with people. All of that has to do with our character. So it is way beyond, you know, just a small thing. The word character is a very small word. But when it translates, it has expansive meaning. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And mashallah, Sidi, you're saying there are 10 attributes, right?
Right.
The first one being?
They are able to control their desires.
They are able to control their desires. Subhanallah. You know, the saying goes, man dies, not his desires.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's really a powerful saying, Masab.
Yes. And our desires, we can try to fulfill, but there's no way. Same the case with our stomach. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the son of children of Adam alayhi salam, they have never filled a worse spot than the belly.
Allah.
No matter how much you feed it, it will ask for more, for more, for more. How many tons of food have we eaten to date?
Yeah.
Is there any estimate?
Can't even give a count.
Yes. And sometimes we eat because we like it, we desire it. We're not hungry. We're greedy.
Ah, that's the clear factor over there.
Yes, we don't need it, we want it. So need is need, yes. We must have it. Want? No. Because you may be wanting many things, but not everybody can have whatever they want.
100%.
Even the richest man on this planet, he can't have everything he wants. Right? So there is no end to these wants, these desires. And whoever runs after the desires, he has been ruined.
Allah.
The person gets destroyed. So we have a built-in enemy that is part and parcel of us, that is nafs.
Gee.
And it is there to make sure it will destroy you.
So it's up to a person to make sure that they control this nafs.
Yes.
And one of the ways, Masab, that's been mentioned to control this nafs and to block the pathways, you know, for shaitan to run through is by hunger.
Yes.
When a person doesn't eat too much, when a person eats less, then they weaken their nafs and they strengthen their spirituality. And this is what is needed. And that's how very seldom do people realize. People think that if I have to control my desires, then I'm going to lose everything. You know, they think that if I control my desires, then I'm going to lose in life. What I'm going to gain? How do we get such a person to overcome such a negative thought of myself?
See, look at the outcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because for what it's worth, end justifies the means.
Ah,
right. If you start to fulfill your desires, there will come a time, okay, in the beginning you will try to fulfill your desires by lawful means.
Right.
But when your nafs starts to demand more and more, you will start looking elsewhere.
Mm.
Now getting it through unlawful means.
Right.
Let's say, for example, you are lavishly spending for no reason.
Uh-huh.
Right. You are gambling, you are doing this, you are doing that, right? And then, okay, fair enough, you have the money. And then there comes a time that money runs out.
Mm.
Then you start putting your house on bond.
Oh.
Then you start selling your house furniture.
Mm.
When that runs out, okay, these were your belongings. Then you start to steal neighbors' furnitures.
Right.
Steal neighbors' chairs. Right. Steal the copper wire that goes runs under the ground. Mm.
Right?
Mm. And as a result, you get caught one day as a thief.
Yeah.
Now from being a person who's responsible, a person who's sound, to becoming a thief and ending up in jail. All for what? By following the desires.
Allahu Akbar.
End justifies the means.
Hmm.
Do we want to end up like that? No, we don't.
Not at all.
Then this is the price to pay.
Ah, subhanAllah. I'm sure that is so, you know, it actually has such a huge impact.
Yes.
For one to actually control their desires, because as you've mentioned, that if one does not control their desires, it actually lands them into ruin and destruction. I mean, all the hard work that one may have done for so many years, and then one day out of greed, and as time passed on, the person ended up losing everything, and at the end, he ends up with nothing. And the solution to all of that, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, as Mahasab has mentioned, is to control that, to control one's desires, and not to let it overcome us. And how to control these desires and our nafs to keep it under control is for us to eat less. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep one third for eating, keep one third for drinking water, and keep one third for air. If we, for oxygen, if we follow the simple guideline by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would see how much of barakah Allah Ta'ala places in your life, in your loved ones, in your sustenance, in different ways. Because barakah in rizq doesn't mean only an increase in your money. No, it doesn't only mean that. It means way more than that. It means you also having a peaceful sleep. It means you being able to sleep peacefully. It means you having time to spend with your family. It means you having a family that's united. And everyone loves one another. This is also a form of barakah in your rizq. It's not only about money. So we should learn and try to control our nafs, try to control our desires, inshallah. So this was the first sign of a good character that a person possesses, and that is they are in control of their desires. Now the second sign, and this is they are gentle towards people. Those who are affectionate, those who are merciful to others. These people, when you see people like this, when you meet people and you find them, that they are gentle towards you, they are affectionate, they are loving towards you, they are showing mercy upon you, then you must know this is a sign of them having good character. Now, Muhasab, even here too, Muhasab, someone may interpret this as if I am gentle, okay, if I am gentle, people are going to trample over me, Masab. How does a person now get this sort of out of their mind, wherein to be gentle, they feel that now they will be trampled over by others?
Now, you have boundaries.
Hmm.
You have boundaries. Right. A healthy person has boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that I will tolerate and certain things I will not tolerate.
Right.
But I won't take drastic measures,
even
if it goes something goes above board, let's say.
Right.
I will handle it calmly.
Hmm.
There are two ways of responding to a situation. One is going all berserk, and then the other is with a cool head, with a calm mindset. You see it for what it is, and you handle the situation on hand. So alhamdulillah, a person who's gentle, even if somebody is being abrupt with him, fine. That you can say, it's your mouth, use it, right. Use it, your choice.
Right.
But you can't put words in my mouth. You cannot dictate what I utter from my tongue.
Right, 100%.
I will come and make salam to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You have anything else to say, you are more than welcome. But all I have is du'as for you. All I have is your good interest in heart. All I have is compassion for you. The other person is not blind, he can see that.
Yeah, 100%.
And he'll come around, inshallah.
Inshallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, we too should try and be gentle towards other people as well. One narration mentions that a person who does not show mercy cannot be shown mercy. You and I want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us also be merciful towards this, towards other people, towards our other fellow Muslims, and towards the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mute animals, Muhasab, even to be merciful, even to be gentle towards them. There is reward for that. Allah ta'ala will reward you for being gentle towards an animal as well. So these things should be taken into consideration. And all of the dear views of Madani channel, we learn from the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was also gentle towards people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was gentle towards animals as well.
Subhanallah.
And speaking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and listen to this melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will be back thereafter to discuss further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulullah, karam kijiye. Ya Habib Allah, karam kijiye.
Teri jab ke did hogi, jab hi meri id hogi, mere khwab mein tu aana, madani madine wale,
mere tum khwab mein
فرقت مٹانا ہے مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے کبا کا اے مدینہ در پہ میری حاضری ہوگی کبا کا اے مدینہ در پہ میری حاضری ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ
بنا لو اپنا دیوانا بنا لو اپنا مستانا بنا لو اپنا دیوانا بتانا خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی پیارے نبی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جلا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
ہمیں دوری رولاتا ہے مدینہ یاد آتا ہے غم دوری رلاتا گئے مدینہ یاد آتا گئے تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی تسلی رکھ دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جلا جاؤ عنایت یہ
شاہ قدموں میں آنے کا
ہمیں بھی اذن مل جائے شاہ قدموں میں آنے کا
نہ جانے کب مدینے میں ہماری حاضری ہوگی نہ جانے کب مدینے میں ہماری حاضری ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جلا جاؤ عنایت یہ
کر غم کے مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تڑپ کر غم کے مارو تم پکارو یا رسول اللہ
تمہاری ہر مصیبت دے کھنا دم میں ٹلی ہوگی تمہاری ہر مصیبت دے کھنا دم میں ٹلی ہوگی
میرے
چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے
اگر وہ چاند سے چہرے کو چمکاتے ہوئے آئے
غموں کی شام بھی صبح ہے بہارا بن گئی ہوگی غموں کی شام بھی صبح ہے بہارا بن گئی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر
مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا اجل جس وقت سر پر گیا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی اجل جس وقت سر پر یا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی
میرے آقا
جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جلا جا یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے کرم کیجیے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ What a beautiful melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing reflection of Islam in our character. And subhanallah, we have covered many different aspects and angles in this regard. And Mawlana Sahib has shed much light as well and has given such beautiful advice on how we can get our character more and more refined. Because at the end of the day, when someone looks at us, they must see that we are Muslims, not only by name, but by our ways. We must walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, we have to, and this is also one way of us giving da'wah as well. The biggest impact of da'wah is our character. The biggest lecture you could give to someone that has such a great impact is not only through words, but rather through your character. Through your ways, through your akhlaq, through your adab, through your respect for others, through your love that you give others, through the helping hand that you extend towards others and not use it to put anyone down. You don't use your tongue to belittle anyone. Rather, you use your hand to help someone. You use your tongue to say something to them that will uplift them and will motivate them to become better human beings and to become better Muslims. So this is the importance of having good character, and there is no need to get angry when someone identifies a shortcoming in us. Actually, one of the pious predecessors, Mawlana Sahib, has mentioned that if someone has to tell me about my flaw, then that person is actually my friend. And I love that person. Why? Because he is actually telling me something that would be beneficial to me. It's not him telling me something doesn't cause any harm to me. If I have an ego, then yeah, it's going to cause some harm. It's going to cause some problems. Why? Because my ego is getting hurt. But if you put your ego one side, if you drown your ego, if you kill your ego, and when someone tells you that, you know what, you have this flaw in you, you have that in you, then take that as an opportunity to better yourself. There is no harm in feeling shy of being corrected. There is no harm in that. Rather, accept it wholeheartedly so that you and I can become better human beings and better Muslims at the end of the day. So, Munasab, alhamdulillah, we have covered some signs of having a good character mentioned. And the next one is that one sign in particular of a good Muslim is that he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Allahu Akbar. What can be said in this regard, Munasab?
Love for your brother what you love for yourself. Mm-hmm. This is an interpretation of a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is a sign of having complete faith and iman. Mm-hmm. Subhanallah. And this is also part of our faith to look out for one another.
Right.
Subhanallah. And in this regard, let's say practical examples of it. Like many a times we give things away. And everyone does that. I don't know of anybody who doesn't.
Right.
But in one way or the other, we do that. Right. Giving to the family, giving to neighbor, giving to somebody who just came begging.
Right.
Right. So, we do give. And what we give, that's another matter. Let's say, for example, the food is going bad.
Gee.
You take it and you willingly, voluntarily giving it out, distributing it. Right. And then the person is unaware of the food that was going off. You gave that person, ate it and didn't feel the difference, but you knew in your heart you are guilty of it. You will have that guilt.
Right.
You know, I gave something which I wouldn't even put in my mouth, but I deemed it okay for others to consume it. If that person gets sick tomorrow, it's on your head. Yes. Because 100%, knowing
it was you who, it was the person
food poisoning
who did that.
If he gets, that's on you.
Yeah, and that, and yet the person knew that this food is stale or it's off.
Yes. Likewise, for example, we shouldn't give things that we wouldn't ourselves wear it. For example, clothes.
Right.
Last night we were sorting out shoes at home.
Gee.
And I had kids' shoes, I had other family members' shoes, and certain shoes, they were broken. So I was putting them aside to throw it in the bin. They were unusable.
Gee.
Then I was told, why don't you give it to somebody, you know,
right,
poor people. I said, no, I wouldn't.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
I wouldn't give it to somebody that I myself wouldn't wear.
Right.
They are less than ideal for me. So I also consider it for them also is less than ideal.
100%.
If I want to give, inshallah, I will give willingly something that I myself would wear. So like that. And we were in Jamia and somebody brought food, right, to give it to the Jamia students. When that food pot was opened, the in charge, you know, the gatekeeper, he opened the lid to see how was the food.
Right.
And the food was off, gone off already. He made him make a U-turn.
Allahu Akbar.
That you are doing this to the children. Who are students here? What kind of a person are you?
And that to students of deen.
Yes. So this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. Okay, in one way it can be a light thing, right?
Right.
But at other times the consequences of it are dire. Like in this case, food poisoning, people even die from food poisoning. And if we're doing that to others, then we are putting their life at risk.
Allah.
It's not a light thing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and we must look at the sunnahs of Rasulullah holistically.
That's
you know,
we
mustn't be short-sighted.
Yes.
That, you know, Rasulullah has said this, there must be so much of wisdom in it.
And so much of meaning in it as well.
Exactly. And each hadith, it contains so much of, you know, the issues and the matters get resolved in one hadith of Rasulullah.
Allah.
Yes, these are the beautiful words of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we need to internalize it and keep it in our hearts. And always remember that my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said this, don't do it. If it's not good for me, not good for others too.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very, very beautifully said, Munasab. And that encourages us, you know, that if, even when we are giving something as sadaqah, as charity, you know, sometimes it happens where there'll be half loaf of bread, and sometimes the bread, maybe it's gone 1 week old and it's gone off. You can see it's gone stale, but still you will get some people who will say, okay, that's sadaqah for you, sadaqah for you, sadaqah for you. I mean, you know, it's as they say that it's quality over quantity. And that's what matters most, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that when you and I want to give something, want to give a gift, want to give anything, then as this is mentioned, the signs of a person having good character is that he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So implement this, do this. You love one nice itar, a bottle of itar that you like for yourself, don't give him something that you don't like for you. Give him the same or even better than that as well. And you would see how the relationship becomes even more stronger. So, out of the 10 munasab, of course, you know, time is always of the essence. But to conclude, the last thing that is that such a person wishes well even for those who cause him harm and sway him. Imagine. So if someone sways you, someone causes you harm, you still be the well-wisher. Don't retaliate the same. Otherwise, what difference is there between you and the person who swore you? There is no difference. You are becoming like him now. So instead of doing that, be the well-wisher. Make dua for them. Make dua that they be guided. And through that, you would see, inshallah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of your goodness, because of your good character, that person's character gets refined and gets even more better. So we say shukran and jazakallah munasab for being here in today's episode. You have shared so many beautiful words of wisdom, alhamdulillah. And we hope our viewers of Madani Channel, they take this, implement it in their lives, and teach it to others as well. Until next time, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.